Hi everyone. I just got the tape today that Jeffrey talked on just after his birthday party, and it was sure nice hearing your voice, Jeff, and also you, Ruth. And I just can't tell you how much I enjoy those tapes. You know, it's just so nice. It's just like you're sitting right here in the room with me, and I'm listening to you. And I wish that you would just make more and talk even more. But I know it's difficult. I have trouble sitting down myself and making tapes. And today I got another excuse because I have some slides that I got back. Actually, I have a couple of boxes of slides that I've got back that haven't been too interesting. You know, some volleyball slides and slides again around our hooches and stuff. And so I'm sending a lot of this stuff in now to you. Some of the slides of the guys that I take, I just give to them, you know, like the volleyball slides. But the main thing I wanted to show you is some more pictures of Vung Tau from that trip I took about 2 weeks ago. And these are all taken, of course, with my Nikon, and some of them are really nice. So I'll just start off with the first slide, which is slide number 32. And this is taken where we wait for the airplane that takes us down. This is at Kuchi, and this is Mike Leshner, who's one of the new internists. He's been here about 3 months. Really a nice guy. Sleeps right next to me, and he's the fellow I went down with. And we had to wait about 2 hours for the plane, so we got some good reading time in there. The next one, slide 33, is a good picture of the Pacific Hotel, which is the place that we stay at. You know, it's a officer's club, BOQ type place, where they have a big bar and eating area downstairs, and then they have the upper two floors or rooms. The second floor is really nice, air conditioned. They have even free beer in the ice boxes, and those are reserved primarily for officers below field grade, that is captains and below, who are on R&R. And the only way you get R&R in Vung Tau as an officer is through meritorious service. So those people who are just passing through like we are supposed to stay up on the third floor where the water doesn't run, it's not air conditioned, it's real hot and humid, and they don't even have ice boxes. So we checked in upstairs, but by 7 in the evening, not all the rooms had been used down on the second floor, so we were able to move down, and it was really very, very pleasant. The next slide is taken looking just to the left, and it's not a very good slide, but it's one of the main streets in Vung Tau, and it shows you that Vung Tau is not a big metropolitan city. It's just a little dinky place by the beach. Slide 35 is a picture of Mike out by the beach, and as you can see, if you remember the last time I was there, it was very, very cloudy, and we had just an absolutely beautiful day there. The skies get so pretty, so blue, and the cloud formations are so pretty. And this is taken right at the American beach. The next slide is one of Mike taken out in the water. I took this with my telephoto lens, and it shows you how close it brings people up, because he was standing about 30 yards away from me when I took that picture. The next picture is slide number 3, and this is taken at the Australian pool. I think I told you about the pool. It's a beautiful thing, you know, and you can see it has starting blocks for racing, it has lane lines, it has a 3 meter diving board, and it's just like a real pool in the United States. The pools we have here at Kuchi are, you know, just big ditches in the ground lined with rubber. And it's such a pleasure to have a pool with tile, and the water is so clean and filtered. The water we swim in has bugs floating all over it. And the next slide, slide number 4, shows you what I did for about an hour, and that is I played a little bit of water polo. I'm there by myself, but before I was passing the ball and shooting with about 4 other guys. And really had a great time. Of course, that was the first day, and then the second day I got sick, and I wasn't doing too well at the pool the next day. The next slide, slide number 5, is a picture taken at the marketplace. I think I showed you the marketplace last time. This shows the fish market. You can see the fish just lying on the ground with people walking right by. And these are fish that are caught fresh daily every morning. And they're brought out about 5 a.m. And a lot of the fish are still alive when they sell them. You notice how that lady is squatting down? That's the way they all sit around here. You know, instead of standing, they just squat right like that. And their bottoms go almost down to the ground when they sit. And it doesn't seem to bother them. They can stay that way for hours and hours. The next picture is that shows near the place where they sell all the vegetables. You can see all the greens lying out there. And about by noon, this place is completely cleaned out. There's little shops that are open all the way along the sides, but the actual market is not even there after about noon. It starts, I think, at about 6 a.m. and lasts till about noon. Next one is number 7, and it's just another view of the marketplace showing some of the vegetable stands. You can see everybody with their little hats on, just like I sent you boys, the very same kind of hats that these girls wear. And everybody has a basket that they carry things in. And I think you could even in the middle see one of those baskets that they carry over their shoulder with one of those pieces of wood with two baskets on it. The next slide, also from the marketplace, shows all kinds of dishes and things that they sell. And you notice right in the middle is some boxes of Tide, I think some Clorox. I can't see it too well on my little viewer because it just isn't bright enough. But these are things that seem to get on into the black market. And obviously, they've come from PXs and have been either given to girls by GIs or they've got it by stealing it when it comes into the docks. And then they sell it on the black market for a very inflated price. But you can buy almost anything sold in the United States right on the street corners in Vung Tau or Saigon. The next one shows this woman. You notice how she's squatting, and she's very, very fat, and she's serving some kind of food. I forget exactly what that is. I have to see it when it's projected to know. But they have all these little food vending stands, and they serve the weirdest-looking things you've ever seen. One lady was making some kind of a little pancake in a little round metal shell, and the other ones were making some kind of a fish dish that they fried, deep fried in oil. And they bring these big kettles out, and they have charcoal that they used for the heat, and they just cook right on the street. This is a another view, the next slide, showing, I think, some bananas, and just the people walking by in the marketplace looking to buy some food to last them for the week or for the day. And the next one, slide number 14. Oh, this is a picture of the lady frying some kind of little dish. I don't know what that is. It looks like some kind of a, like potato latkes, actually. But I think it's actually fish and rice. Then the next slide, it's a slide I took of some little kids that were standing there, and they all turned the wrong way when I took the picture. It seems to happen all the time. The guy in the red shirt, whose back you can see walking away, is Mike Leshner. That's the fellow I went with. Then slide number 14 is another picture at the marketplace, and this shows a little eating place. You can see the mother feeding her little boy with chopsticks. And also in the background, you can see a lot of dresses that are hanging up, and they have all kinds of clothes. You can just about buy anything you need in this marketplace. The next slide, slide number 15, is a picture taken about a block from the marketplace, and shows these little donkey-drawn carts that they'll take you for rides in. And I didn't go for a ride in this time, but I think I showed you last time some pictures of me in one of these things. But they were all lined up waiting for people to hire them. And this is a picture next of some little school children just on their way to school. And they stopped and posed for us to take some pictures of them. And the next one is a picture of me standing with the with the kids. And it was, as you can see, a very, very beautiful day. I just noticed to the left all the barbed wire. And this is the one thing that really detracts from the beauty of the city, is all this barbed wire that's laying around. The next slide is taken right across street from the hotel we stay in, the Pacific, and shows one of the steam bath places that they have. And just mainly enlisted men frequent these kind of places. And up on the second floor, you can see where they have showers right on the porch. And the guys come out after taking a steam bath and take a shower right on the porch there. Of course, the wall is just high enough so you can't see anything. But anyway, the next slide is a slide taken right at the front beach, right in front of the Pacific Hotel. Well, it's actually about a block away. And if you remember, I took some slides here the last time, and this is just another picture showing a man and his wife with their big fish net dragging along the beach looking to catch some small little fish, or maybe some crab or something like that, right on the beach. And you can notice also the little kids swimming. And the day that we were there was a beautiful day, and there were a lot of people swimming in the water, mainly little kids. And the next picture, number 18, is looking to the right from where I just took the previous picture, and again shows the beautiful beach and the beautiful view and the beautiful sky. It was really a very nice trip this time until I got sick. It was very quiet and peaceful, and the weather was beautiful there. And really enjoyed getting out on a surfboard again. And it was nice, of course, just to get away from Coochie and just to go and do something different. Well, that ends the Vung Tau trip, but I still have some slides that I had just laying around that I thought I'd throw in. This next picture is a picture of Bill Callahan. This is taken about 2 days before he left to go home. He left about 6 or 8 weeks ago already. And he was a great guy from, I think, from Massachusetts, and near Boston. And had his golf club there and was always out swinging his club. And he was a general surgeon and just one of the nicest fellows I've ever met. And we really do miss him. One day we went out around the perimeter, Bill and I and Pat and another fellow named Paul Bonowski, to take some pictures. This next picture is of one of the bunkers on the perimeter. And these are manned 24 hours a day by fellows who sit, as this guy is doing, looking out over the barbed wire. And you can see there's several strands of barbed wire. And this is on the very perimeter of the base camp. And their job, of course, is to watch it very carefully, and this is what they do. They do a very good job. This next picture is of a sentry at a one of the lonely little roads that comes into the base camp. And of course, each road is carefully guarded also. The next slide is a slide that shows some of the workers waiting in line to get out of the base camp. As I told you before, every afternoon at 4, all these girls, these are all the hooch maids and all the girls that work in the mess hall, they have to go through this long line to check out. When they come in, they hand them their pass, and then when they leave, they get their pass back. And this is to make sure that every girl who comes on the base camp actually leaves the base camp. The next slide, and I notice that the numbers are going backwards, so I hope you don't get confused. Next slide is of a little tank. These are brand new kind of tank that they have on the base camp, and I really forget what they're called, but they fire these big missiles, and you can see the empty shells right in the foreground there. And these tanks just stay on the base camp mainly and just shoot out 10 miles away where there's might be some activity. And in the background, you can see a chopper probably coming in for a landing at our chopper pad right out in front of our hooches. Then the next slide is another slide of Bill Callahan, showing him with a couple of Nikons. One's Pat Griffin's and one is his. And we were out there again taking pictures around the perimeter. And number 12, again, we're going backwards, is a picture shown just at the another site on the perimeter, and you can see all the many rows of barbed wire between us and the little village that's out there. And those little sandbags that you see piled up have mines in them, pointing, of course, towards the barbed wire so that anybody that tries to come through would trip the barbed wire and would set off the mine. And you can see it's a very peaceful-looking village in the background, and actually, we haven't had any trouble from this kind of thing at all. The next picture is a picture, again, taken at the perimeter, showing some of the homes in the background, and shows a bunker you can see inside of it, just to the left on the edge of the picture, where the soldiers who are on guard go down underneath to keep very close guard on the perimeter. The next picture is one taken of one of these flying cranes. These things look like half of them is missing, and it is, because they can fly over and drop onto a bunch of cargo and just carry them right in the center of them, and they're one of the strongest aircraft we have. I'm running out of tape on this side, so I'll turn the tape over, and I'll talk a little more on the other side. So I'm going to stop talking right now.